Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babun fil Amri bil Ma'rufi wa Nahi anil Munkar, the chapter on commanding good and forbidding evil. This is one part of our deen, that we enjoin good, we command good, and we forbid evil. A Muslim is one that when he sees good taking place around him, then he feels happy, he gets happy. And when he sees guna and sin taking place, then automatically he feels sad. It is never ever such that a Muslim goes to a place of guna, and whilst being in a place of guna, he is feeling happy. This means that there is some weakness in the iman. For example, a person is going to a place where there is intermingling taking place, people are drinking, there is music taking place, there is other evils, gunas taking place, and a person can still be happy. That means there is a problem with the iman. Why? Because a mu'min is such that when he goes to a place where there is good, he feels happy. There is good taking place, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taking place. Just take an example. Person goes to a soccer stadium and maybe there's 400,000 people in that stadium or 200,000 people in that stadium. But in that stadium now there's intermingling, there's music, there's screaming, there's shouting, there's the ghaflat, the negligence or the forgetfulness of Allah Ta'ala taking place. How can he ever be happy? Even if his team wins, then too he still can't be happy because he's in a place of guna, he's in a place of sin. He should never be happy. It should be hurting him that sin is taking place. That is a Muslim. But the same Muslim, take him and put him in a crowd in an ijtima where there's a big international ijtima, 200,000 people, 400,000 people. Now he's seeing people reading salah, he's seeing people reading Quran, he can see talks of deen taking place, he can see the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming alive. Now he feels happy, even if outwardly the conditions are very bad. There's no real roof there. They just maybe got like an onion sack as a roof. And water is dripping through. A person is getting wet. It's rain. But still he's happy in his heart that I'm in a place where Allah Ta'ala is being remembered. So like that a Muslim is happy in a masjid. And he's not so happy in a bazaar, in a marketplace, in the malls. Why? Because there the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is taking place. So this is a quality of a believer. He's like a fish out of water when he's in sin. And he's like a fish in water when he's in an environment of good. So one of the things that we are taught in our deen is that if the environment is not good, should we just be happy and enjoy it, or should we make an effort to change it? So therefore this chapter is dealing with this. When things around us are not correct, then we have a deeni duty, a religious duty, to try and make an effort to change it. So just a few ayat of the Quran. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah Ta'ala says the believing men and the believing women are supporters of each other. They command good and they forbid evil. So both the men and the women, they both supporters of each other. In which way? Is that they all try and make effort. That the woman amongst the women, that they see how they, amongst their own circles, how they can make an effort to bring some change. Some ladies' ta'aleem, some ladies' program. Like that the men amongst the men, what changes they can make to see that the environment is changed, to see that there's some level of deendari that comes. They're supporting each other in this role. And then Allah Ta'ala says how and what they do. They command good and they forbid evil. Yesterday we explained that there are different shades, there are different ways, there are different methods. Sometimes it requires a hard, strong method. Sometimes a soft approach. So for different people, there are different approaches. And sometimes some people that you have to use a little bit of a hard, that's the only thing they understand. And there are others that if a person has to just tell them something, little too, and then they feel it so much. So it just depends on the person, depends on the situation, depends on the occasion. And this all comes when a person spends time with people that have that experience, then he will learn these things. These things are not just learned from the textbook. Allah Ta'ala says in the next ayat, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصُوا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says that those who disbelieve from the Bani Israel were cursed on the tongues of Dawood and Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, because they were disobedient and transgressed the bounds. So these people were cursed by the Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? What did they do wrong? Allah Ta'ala explains that they would not prevent each other from evil which they would commit. Evil indeed is which what they did. So when they saw evil taking place, they didn't prevent each other. They just let it go. They were happy to see it, one of those things. It doesn't matter, Allah Ta'ala save us. Sometimes in our own family, our own children are doing wrong. We don't stop them, we don't make an effort to make a change. So we should see how from within our family first, or within our circle, within our staff, within those people that we can influence, how we can make a change for the better. So here we see that Allah Ta'ala specifically mentions that كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. They never would prevent each other from the evil that they would commit. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Evil indeed is that which they did. One thing we learn from this ayat specifically is that this command, the injunction of stopping evil, the injunction of forbidding evil, is not unique to this ummah. The ummahs of the past also, like we can see here from the Bani Israel, they also didn't, or they also had to do it, and they didn't do it. And when they didn't do it, then what was the result? So this is not something that is only unique to this ummah. It was something that had was the responsibility of the previous ummahs also. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.